Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, this is Terry Caldwell. And I got $49.89 taken out of my account. And I did not order anything.
Oh,
and I don't even know what this is.
I'll be more than happy to look into it. Just spare me this one brief moment.
Thank you.
No problem. That first and last, well, you said Terry Caldwell?
Yes.
Billing address for security purposes, please, Mrs. Terry.
540 North Lake Drive, Vinson, Ohio, 45784.
Thank you for that information. This is just a brief review because the account has already been canceled. I do understand that there was a contest that was entered to win a Dyson vacuum back on the 24th of January. Do you recall entering that contest?
Well, if I did, no, I don't. I don't. I mean, there was something that I was looking up online, but then it clicked over saying, I don't know. But I didn't purchase anything. I don't know what the money was taken out for.
It was like a...
And I disputed it. I disputed it with my bank.
Right, I see that.
And they put the money back into my account. Now I just got a letter saying they're taking it back out.
Yes, ma'am. So with them taking that charge back out, is due to the fact that... the information on the account had matched back to you. So due to the fact that there was could have possibly been a survey that was taken at the time and, you know, possibly could have forgotten about it. Yes, ma'am, they had investigated the transaction. It was a contest that was entered to win a Dyson vacuum. And with entering that contest, it also expressed that you will be automatically subscribed to the Bite Hub app, provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. If there was a phone call made to us first, it would have definitely, most definitely, you know, help you with those charges.
So I'm stuck with that payment.
That charge is valid on the account.
That's ridiculous. There was nothing on that website would say, okay, if you push this or whatever, it's going to charge you $49.89. I would not have done that. It was very misleading. Enter a contest and then you're charged when it doesn't even tell you that till you go through and then at the end you're like, okay, now you got to pay this.
Okay. So, yes, ma'am. Once again, the terms and conditions were valid because your bank had to investigate the charge. So, you know, I do apologize if it did go unnoticed, but the information was there.
I don't understand what information.
Terms and conditions.
Okay, where can I see that online that if you enter a contest that I get charged for $49.89? Where is that proof to me?
I can provide you that website. One brief moment. That's going to be Grab, G-R-A-B, Bite, B-I-T-E-S, as in Sam, hub.com. This is all together.
Well, I didn't go on that website.
Yes, no, that was still the website associated with the survey that was taken, ma'am. Once again, the charge on the account is valid. And we cannot reverse that charge.
Wow. That's ridiculous. Okay, I guess I'll just close my bank account, and then maybe they can't get the money out back out.
Well, we can't get any money back out because it was only one charge that was made.
No, the bank's taking it out. The bank is crediting my account. Now they're taking it back out.
Right. So they can't take anything else out due to that charge because it was only one charge with that. So you don't have to close anything. It was just the fact that the survey was taken and then it was disputed.
I'm losing $49.89. That's what I'm saying, over some stupid contest. So, yes, I'm closing my account.
Okay.
And they're not getting that money back out. That's ridiculous.
Oh, that charge already went through, ma'am.
Well, it's not off my account yet.
It's already went through, ma'am. That's what I'm expressing. It's just processing to let you know it went through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bye.
Thanks for calling.